This, on the other hand,
this is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Ah, here at Hank FM, it is our daily dossier and dose of the dum-dums. Why we can't have nice things, and it starts us over there on the Dallas side. A judge determined that Home Marketing Services, HMS owner Bob Lovell, did some pretty unsavory things when it came to his particular workplace. Of course, he was running the thing. And you may know Dallas real estate CEO Robert Bob Lovell. He is the guy that comes on those commercials and ends it with, "Bless your heart."
Bless your heart.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, now he has been blessed with a $5.7 million in damages and fees verdict against him after he repeatedly forced former employees to do things, and I think you know where that goes. Yeah, the ruling was issued earlier this week in the Dallas County Courts. He will not serve any jail time or any other criminal type things, but $5.7 million, and probably that would be the end of his little business. And those commercials. Anybody else surprised? Oh, Bob, bless
your heart.
Thanks, Bob. So this is So Ohio, brah. A man in Delhi, Ohio, really jumped the shark in the world of Porsche pirating. Seems to be very, very lucrative. And this one, well, he tried to take the entire truck with the driver inside.
Oh.
Led police on a big chase. He then told poor Ryan, the driver, "You need to get out if you don't want to get hurt."
Yeah.
And because it was an Amazon truck, he was eventually caught by police. What is wrong with the job?
Man, you can't hear those coming. Literally.
Hello?
Well, from, Ohio? Let's go up to their fierce rivals, the University of Michigan. It's been an interesting last 48 hours for the Wolverines football program. First of all, head coach, and they have a bowl coming up too, Sharon Moore was taken into police custody for assault after being fired by Michigan as their head football coach.
Oh.
So there's been going on here with Sharon Moore for like the latter half of the season. There's been an internal investigation. And it did, evidently, according to the University of Michigan, find that he engaged in an alleged inappropriate relationship with a staff member. Okay, that might get you fired, but police aren't going to show up. They did for this, and all we know at this point, and he's still evidently in custody as of this morning, head coach or former of the Wolverines, Moore, his arrest was related to an assault that transpired in Ann Arbor on Wednesday afternoon. And he was booked that night.
Oh.
So he gets fired. And the leading hypothesis is he may have taken some swings at some people there at the university that handed them the pink slips. And may have connected. So it sounds like he's ready to go to the pros.
We can use him in the NFL. Future cowboy. Mm. Freelance roping in the Westaplex doesn't usually make headlines. But at JFK Airport in New York, life is a little different. Authorities were shocked when a horse popped onto the tarmac, began running down the runways, was delaying flights, and because it's New York, they had absolutely no clue what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't carry ropes in the police squad cars there.
I'm walking
it's not
here.
Texas.
Hey, I'm galloping here.
It was eventually corralled.
Shame on them, not knowing.
I know. Get it together.
All right, these are couple of dark stories already, so let's do a fun one. Let's go over to England, and a 9-year-old English kiddo named Oscar Wilkins. Yep, straight out of central casting there in England. He had a Christmas nativity show coming up, a nice little pageant there, you know. I don't know if this was at his school or if this was at church. Nonetheless, he was ready for it. For his role as an elf, which I don't remember being in the nativity, but hey, it's cool, 9 years old, whatever. It happens, right? And I don't know, there was a problem in translation, perhaps. I believe they speak English. but his parents misinterpreted his costume request and only realized their error once little Oscar went on stage in his role, evidently, as Elvis.
Oh, that's exciting.
Not an elf.
Oh.
Yeah. Dressed as the king. And he owned it, too. He rocked it there for the audience, and he turned it into a very heartwarming moment. You know, Oscar!
Kudos to the parents for that.
Has left the building.
You know, we've discussed the horrors of Waymo and giving birth in a truck stop on the highway or other such places. But now, KB, we have both of them in the same place at the same time. A woman was in the self-driving vehicle on the way to labor and delivery in San Francisco. However, she didn't quite make it. As you can imagine, the car detected that something was seriously wrong inside. And
it knows?
Dialed 911, apparently.
Yeah. Huh.
Everybody eventually arrived safely at the hospital. The vehicle was cleaned. No word.
Wow.
That. Self, but that's
self-driving.
Let's go.
Self-birthing there. Well, on that note, I'm going to give her a this one pulling off. Yeah, that's a commendable. But then an L.A. woman was recently shocked in a Waymo.
Oh.
When she discovered a man hiding in the trunk of her self-driving Waymo.
Ew.
The man claimed he was put there by, quote, the people. I mean,
what? Which people?
The people, you know.
Those people?
Yeah, yeah. And the woman reassured that she was fine and everything like that. And when asked why the guy was in there, well, the people, why he didn't get out, well, there was a lady in the Waymo having a baby.
So